When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan Aldridge. Today we're burning the phone lines to talk with David Wace, flat earther. Before flat earth, he had his own business, was making a great living, and then one day his eyes was open, and now he shares the good news of flat earth. And so, David, just to start it out, a little bit about you before flat earth.
I used to do a regular businessman, and I used to do a conspiracy podcast called Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, where we looked into all sorts of deceptions in the world. And I did that out of New York City. And then in the third year, people started sending me, "Hey, Dave, have you looked into flat earth?" And as any normal person would do, you would just delete messages like that. And if they kept sending them, I would ban them from my social media for being so stupid, for trying to waste my time with something so nonsensical. But then after a while, I got out of control, and a researcher that I trust and respect said, "Dave, you got to look into flat earth." And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And she sent me a couple of videos, and I looked at them, and I said, "Okay, I'm just going to prove the globe." I went into it not like, let me find out what the truth is. I went into it like, I'm going to disprove flat earth. I'm going to prove the globe. And for 2 weeks, I tried to come up with one proof of the spinning globe, and I couldn't. Not one. 6 years later, I quit my job, my own company. I left my own company, and here I am hosting the Flat Earth Podcast, talking to guys like you. I've created an app that helps teach you about flat earth, because Google certainly doesn't want you knowing about it. It's called the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, and it's the best way to learn about flat earth. But besides that, that's how I got here.
Well, great, man. So let's start right there. What, like just with physics and just the Earth spinning. So what is the Earth doing?
So the Earth doesn't move at all. So again, there's a lot of disinformation out there. If you've looked into flat Earth at all, you've ended up at the Flat Earth Society. That's a government-controlled disinformation site to make you laugh at flat Earth and never look at it again. You know, if you Google images of flat Earth, you're going to see a flat pancake Earth with a whole bunch of spherical planets going around a spherical sun. No flat earther believes that. You're going to find all sorts of garbage out there that is not the flat Earth. So that's strike one for people that hate flat Earth. They don't even know what flat Earth is. And strike two is they know less about flat Earth than flat Earth research. They know less about the globe Earth than flat Earth researchers, because we've looked into it. So, You know, the Earth is flat and stationary. So think about this. The Earth is like a puddle. A puddle of water is where the water, if the water accumulates in the low spot in the land, and the edge of the puddle is just where the land is higher than the water. And a pond is the same thing. It's just bigger, and a lake is even bigger. Now think of all of the world's oceans as a giant pond. And the edge of that pond is the land that's higher than the water surface, and that land is called Antarctica. Antarctica is not the continent at the bottom of a ball. It's the land that surrounds the world oceans, okay? And it's the highest land on Earth. Like, if you went on a boat and went anywhere in the world, any country, any island, you're going to pull up to the shoreline, and you're going to be able to walk in town, buy some beer, whatever you got to do. But if you go to Antarctica, the land is 200 feet over your head. It's the highest land on Earth. We live in the Antarctic Basin, okay? Mm-hmm. And the Earth does not move. Everything we see in the sky is within the Earth system, not the solar system, and the sun and the moon circle around above the flat Earth.
Okay. So just with that is like, what about with plane travel? Like just if we were to hop on a plane from America, we were headed to Asia, like do they always go the same direction? Or I mean, like, what is that? Is there a way off? And I mean, I'm
This is way off the earth.
yeah.
So if you look at the flat earth, we got this puddle. We have all the islands in the puddle, which are the continents, and east and west are circles around the magnetic north. And that's the same on a ball earth and a flat earth. So you can circumnavigate going dead right, take your compass dead reckon east and end up right back where you went from, because you got to remember that needle needs to point towards the north the whole time. So literally dead reckoning east or west will take you in a circle equidistant from the center and bring you right back to where you went from. You didn't circle a ball, you just went around the block.
Of
South is every direction away from the center. The problem is, if you go like to Antarctica, not the Antarctica, to Santiago, Chile, which is the tip of South America,
I've been there.
and you want to go, So if you want to go from Santiago to Australia, which is about the same latitude, you can cut over Antarctica. But people say, well, you're not allowed to fly over Antarctica because of treaty. That's fine. So you just take the shorter route, staying at that low latitude, and go around and end up at Santiago. But nobody ever does that. When you take a plane flight from Santiago, Chile to Australia, it goes all the way up to the north and then all the way back down to Australia, which doesn't make any sense at all. If you look at that, if you go, so it takes you all the way up from Santiago to the United States, and if you're going to Western Australia, you just go over to the East Coast and then you go all the way back down. If you're going to the East Coast of Australia, you go all the way up, to the Northern Hemisphere, to America. You go all the way over to England or Dubai, and then you go all the way back down, which is crazy, if you lived on a ball. But we don't, because those same paths are a straight line on the flat Earth map. So airplanes fly straight and level over the Earth plane. Airplane, not Earth plane. An airplane would have to nose down a mile every 2 minutes just to follow the curve of the Earth so it didn't fly off into space. But that doesn't happen. I mean, you notice when the pilot says, all right, we're descending down into our final approach, whatever, he's dropping it like 500 feet a minute. And an airplane would have to drop it a mile, a half a mile a minute. And you would notice that. But you don't, because airplanes fly straight and level over a flat Earth plane.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Like, it was just kind of weird to
Yeah.
kind of phrase the question, like, coming from a global Earth and, like, just trying to like, with, you did a good job explaining magnetism with that, like, a true north, and
Yeah,
that kind of
so
helped make it.
yeah, so yeah, that's how it works. I mean, on the heliocentric model, we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. So when you're watching the sunset, you have to believe you're falling over backwards faster than the speed of sound, and that's making the sun appear to go down. You're orbiting the sun at 66,600 miles an hour. You're chasing the sun at a half a million miles an hour, and that entire system's moving sideways at 1 or 2 million miles an hour, right? All of that happens, and you have lakes that are pure glass without any movement whatsoever. That water would be sloshing all over the place from all of those different curved motions. If you had a plate of water in a car going 100 miles an hour on a straight road, you're fine. As soon as that car takes a turn, that water's sloshing right off that plate, right? But we're dropping at 5 miles a minute or something like that on the curving Earth, and we have lakes that are like mirrors. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, just like to go back
that.
to you beginning to believe in flat Earth, and you said that you were trying to disprove it, but you couldn't. So what were some of the fundamental points that you was like, no, there's no way this place is a globe? What
Well,
was
every single point, every single thing I looked at, if the Earth was a globe 24,901 miles around, like they say, there's a curvature formula. It's simple math, and it's 8 inches per mile squared. It can't be 8 inches per mile because that would just be a ramp. It has to drop off faster and faster. So the globe math is 8 inches per mile squared. So the first mile is 8 inch drop. Second mile from your point, it's getting steeper. It's 2 times 2 times 8. So it's 32 inches. 3 miles is 6 feet because it's dropping off faster and faster. So a 6 foot tall person standing at the edge of calm ocean water should only be able to see the water for 3 miles, and then it should drop below the curve from his point of view. If he stood up higher, he could see a little bit farther, but at 6 feet, 3 miles, the problem is we can see things way too far. There's an oil rig, and we have the camera at 1 foot. At 1 foot off the water, the horizon should be 1.2 miles away. But we could see this oil rig, which should have 59 feet of curvature at 9.4 miles away. But not only that, the water goes way, the surface of the water goes miles beyond it. That should be long below the curve of the Earth. Mm-hmm. But we can see too far. We can see too far. How many lengths of flat water does it take to make a ball?
I have no idea.
Well, it's flat, so none. It goes on forever. It's flat. The Earth is flat. Water, large bodies of water at rest lay flat. We're not spinning and twirling and whirling, and it's all a lie.
Cool, man. I've heard some of the argument against it, like with natural storms like hurricanes and things like that, and the way that they move and track those. How does flat Earth deal with those?
Yeah, so again, flat Earth it works perfectly with those. So if you look at the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, which are just the middle latitudes near the equator, so on the flat Earth, the sun and the moon circle around the mid latitudes, and they are electric and magnetic in nature. The Earth is a giant battery, okay? The sun and the moon are the anode and cathode of the battery. The salt water carries the current. The land is the salt bridge of the battery. It all works together. But as the sun and the moon go around, they're creating a wake. Just like if you pushed your hand or a paddle through the water, you're going to get opposite rotating vortices off of that push in the water. So as the sun and the moon are going through, they're creating a wake in the atmosphere, which spin things in opposite directions outside of those two tropics. The problem is, occasionally a storm will develop when the sun and the moon aren't anywhere near it. They're on the other side, you know, the other side of the flat plane. And those storms will cross from the south into the north or the north into the south, and they're spinning the wrong way. But that's okay. It happens, you know, more. It happens occasionally, and that's impossible if what they're saying about the Coriolis spinning was true. And again, you know, the same people say that toilets spin backwards in Australia, and that's just a myth.
Okay. What about leaving Earth? Is that possible?
Well, that's a great question. Anything above our heads and beyond the Antarctic Treaty, which is the shoreline of Antarctica, is really speculation. You know, are there other lands beyond Antarctica? Maybe. And maybe we can get there. Maybe we can't. Maybe that's why they don't let us go there. Some people believe that there's a whole nother realm outside of the shoreline of Antarctica with another sun and whatnot. But again, I don't know. If I had to guess, I think that it's possible at maybe at certain times, certain conjunctions in the sky clock where going from one realm to the other is possible. I don't know, though.
Sky clock, what's that?
So the clock, the sky is a perfect clock. The sun goes around once a day. So the sun is the hour hand. And that's how they confuse us. They're like, hey, we better make the clock go around twice because they'll figure it out. The sun marks the hours and the days. The sun laps the moon. The moon goes around, but slower than the sun. And the sun laps the moon once every 28 days. So the moon keeps track with its phases and position of the weeks and the months. And the stars that are circling above, they go slightly faster than the sun. And they only lap the sun once a year. So the sun keeps track of the seasons and the years. I mean, the stars keep track of the seasons and the years. I have an app that shows how all of this works, how seasons work, how sunsets work, how circumnavigation works, how with all the questions. It's called the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. And if you get that app on your iOS device or your Android device, you can find all of the stuff that Google will never show you.
Okay. And so just with the sun and moon, so instead of making revolutions around the Earth, they're making laps, right?
They're making laps over the Earth, and they're very small and very close to the Earth. So as they move away, they literally just disappear into the horizon, and you can't see them anymore, and the sun's light can't push through the air. And we have video of from altitude where the sun on a super clear day, it doesn't go below the horizon. It just fades into nothing, and its light can no longer reach us. And that's why in the summer, you know, in June during the summer solstice, when the sun is over the inner track, which is the Tropic of Cancer, in the north, when the sun sets, it's like light for 90 minutes, you know, sometimes up to 2 hours. It's still light. And that's because the sun is close and small and moving slower. But 6 months later, when the sun is on the over the Tropic of Capricorn, which on a globe they tell us is the same size, just in the southern hemisphere, we should have the same light patterns, but we don't. You know, places like Central America and Africa, when the sun sets, it'll be dark, pitch black in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that just proves that we're not, you know, we're not on a ball, and how things are very different in the southern, in the south, and the north. The weather should be the same 6 months apart. The animal life, the tree life, the plant life should be the same 6 months apart at equal latitude, south and north, but they're not. They're completely different, which all makes sense on a flat Earth, makes zero sense on a ball Earth.
Man, blowing my mind over here.
Dude, there's a lot to it. And again, if you search flat Earth on your own, you're going to give up. You're going to get garbage. You're going to get convinced by deceivers, liars. But if you get my app, the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, it's $2.99, and every day it serves you a new video, a video of the day. I do short ones during the week, longer ones on the weekends, and it will literally, nobody ever gets the app and becomes and stays a Glober. Nobody. I say take the Flat Earth App Challenge, watch the featured video every day for 2 weeks, and you too will lose the respect of your family and friends because you'll become a Flat Earther.
So just so listeners, they can't see some of the graphs.
Yeah, I know. I'm just showing you this stuff. It's yeah. Fine. I'm describing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can just on your phone, just search Flat Earth Clock or Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock. It's by Blue Water Bay. It's $2.99.
Yeah.
And there's a 99 cent subscription optional. You don't need it. It only pops up once a day. You can exit out immediately. There's no ads. There's no wait time. And you still get everything. So you don't need to worry about that if you don't want to subscribe.
Yeah. So some of those same images are on that app that kind of help explain like some of the things that you were telling me.
All of the stuff that is on the app. The app has frequently asked questions. Which has playlists of videos that will show you everything I'm talking about. Don't believe anything I'm saying. I'm just saying, hey, there's answers out there that you thought were one way and you didn't think there was a possible another answer. Like, if you Google flat Earth, they say, you know, well, if the Earth was flat, it would be light all the time, you know, and that's not true at all. And we show you actually how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we show you in videos and science. We use real science. The helio-nonsensical model uses pseudoscience. They say the science is settled, but the science isn't settled. They're complete and total deceivers.
Okay. What I guess like when you go out to talk to heliocentric type folk about flat Earth, like what is some of the first ammo in their gun that they want to shoot at you?
They've got no ammo. They've got nonsense, ridicule, insults. You live in your mother's basement. That's their best glow proof, right? They literally strawman you. They gaslight you. They've got nothing except the word gravity, and their high priest of scientism, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Bill Nye, the lying guy with the bow tie, say that they don't even know what gravity is, and they have to make up 96% of it with dark matter and dark energy, which is a theoretical bunch of crap.
Yeah, so gravity is non-existent with flat Earth. So like you said, we've talked about, like,
Why don't we float away?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me answer that. So I was talking about the Earth battery that probably went over most people's heads, but the Earth is a battery. The Earth has an electric charge to it as a negative charge, and the Earth is known as what's known as a dielectric plane, and it has a measurable weak negative charge to it. And as you raise up off the Earth, every meter you go up, the voltage changes by 100 volts. At a meter, it's 100 volts. At 2 meters, it's 200 volts. And it goes up, and there's a lot of energy in the air. That's what free energy is, and they don't want us to know about that. But that negative charge it has an attraction to it. You can get a thing called an ionizer that you turn it on in your room, and it turns everything in the room positively charged. That way all the dust will fall to the floor and you can vacuum it up. It takes the dust out of the air. And that's because you're making it have a stronger charge. So that dust that has a negative charge to it, that's as light as the air, is floating. You can make it all fall to the floor and vacuum it up. So that's the negative charge of the Earth. And we've done experiments where we have, like, balloons floating something just above the floor that we have wires connected to it. And then with a Van de Graaff generator, we give it a negative or a positive charge, and it goes up or down based on that charge. So we're showing that the charge has something to do with it. You can also see those triangular tinfoil things that they put a negative charge to it, and they float up in the air. Mm-hmm. They literally, are they anti-gravitic or are they anti-electric static charge? So, and then on top of that, buoyancy and density sort everything out from there. You know, some flat earthers think that it's just buoyancy and density, but what establishes the down? And they always say gravity is a weak force. Well, it's that electrostatic charge, in my opinion, that is the weak force. And we've done lots of experiments that really support that. But buoyancy and density sort things out. You drop an anvil, it falls really hard and fast because it's denser than the air. Mm-hmm. You drop a feather, it's going to move down slower because it's not, you know, it's way less dense.
Yeah. Man, I've got a background in electronics and, like, know a little bit about electricity, so that makes sense. You made a reference to a free voltage, and I know a little bit about what you're talking about. Like, when you get higher, the voltage gets higher, so are we saying that there's a way to tap into free? Is there a way to tap into free energy?
YouTube channel. Write this down. It's way beyond that. LC, the letter L, the letter C, King, K-I-N-G, LC King on YouTube. The guy in Australia, he's brilliant. And he does these explanations of how the Earth battery works. And you'll watch it. It'll blow your mind.
Okay, perfect. So what about pressure? Like, you know, if you go so deep in the water, your ears will pop. If you get so high on a mountain, altitude-wise, you know, your ears will pop too. What do we make of that?
Buoyancy and density.
Buoyancy and density.
Buoyancy and density. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
If you drop a rock in the ocean, it'll sink to the bottom.
That's right.
If you put a basketball in the ocean, it'll float on the top, you know?
Okay.
But it'll fall through the air and stop at the water because it's more dense than the water.
Yeah, same thing with oil and water.
I mean, it's less dense than the water.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I guess it'd be like oil and water. Okay. Oh, man, tell me.
So it's buoyancy and density with a slight negative charge. Go ahead.
Tell me a little bit more about the business you started after Flat Earth. I mean, you got the app. So what about a little bit more about you and your business?
Well, my business is just spreading the good word, and people buying the app is how I support myself. So, you know, if people want to learn about Flat Earth, they can. People, if you just go check it on the App Store, besides a couple people that have, like, old phones, and, like, it's not working, my phone crashed, whatever, there's a few people that would leave a bad review. But just look at the reviews, and they're all amazing. They're all 5 stars. They're all amazing. And people asked if they could donate. They wanted a donate button, but you're not allowed to have a donate button on an app. So I had a subscribe button. And the only thing the subscription gets you is that you don't get that one pop-up a day. One pop-up a day without any ads. It's not a lot to ask. So I didn't want to make it annoying and force people to subscribe, but I wanted to give people a way to donate. So that's my business, and I'm not in it for the money because I walked away from a high six-figure company that I started, and I walked away from it all. I left everything on the table to do this.
Yeah, and just to get the word out about, like, heliocentric is not the way. It's all about...
It's all about control. This world is totally screwed up, and the way it's screwed up right now is because people are lost in space. They believe they're on a spinning speck in an infinite vacuum, lost in a distant god or godless universe, flying out of control, where they're a random accident and that nothing, none of their actions matter, and that they are powerless, when the truth is we are at the center of creation. We are in this divinely created space for us, that we have God-given free will, and nobody can take that from us. They don't want us to know that our thoughts create our reality, that we can create the world that we want, but they want us to create their dystopian world for them. So they disorient us by spinning us out of control in space. They keep us in fear with the news and the corona and the everything. So they have us lost in fear, giving up our power. And when they always tell us what they're doing, and if we don't say no, we're saying yes. So we're consenting to everything, and we're creating their dystopic future, because we're lost in space. Flat Earth matters, because if you don't know who you are, where you are, what you are, that you have the power that you have, then you don't have anything, and you're lost, and they're literally stealing our souls.
Yeah, totally, man. I believe that I like
with
to read
the soul lure system.
Yeah, I like to read the Bible, and that's some of the first things that the Bible tells you is it's these these basic questions about ourselves
page
that we need to know.
What does it say on page one? Genesis. It says God separated the waters from the waters with the firmament. Mm-hmm. The firmament is the dome, and space is water. So the whole primary water is really the answer to everything, and people don't know about primary water. They just know about secondary water, evaporation, condensation, and precipitation. That's just secondary water. Primary water is the water that's below us and the water that's above us. So we live in this womb of water. It's truly amazing. So again, the in the Bible it says that if you know God's creation, then you can't deny his existence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they are trying to hide God's creation, to make us think we live on a spinning ball lost in space. Because this is the biggest lie they have, everything, all space agencies, all movies, all television shows, all schools are all to push the ball model. It's all ball programming, all children's programming, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all to maintain this, because if people wake up to the creation, they cannot deny the creator. That's what happened to me. I denied the creator my whole life until I saw the creation. And I'm like, wow, I guess I was wrong. And then you take your power back. So they don't want people in a situation where they can't deny the creator. In a spinning ball world, you can go, there's a God, he created the spinning ball world, and that's fine. But there's also doubt in there, because the real story is that it's a random speck. You know, it's a random accident that what happened. But if you know the true creation, if you see the flat earth and know it's intelligently designed, there's no denying the creator. If everybody woke up that tomorrow, that would be the end of all governments, all universities, all astrophysics programs, all science, all, not all science, but all pseudoscience, all space agencies, and the whole world would change. They don't want that.
Right. Yeah, man. That's a really good point, because when you're talking about like apologetics and just trying to share faith or proselytize, that's generally where I like to start, is with creation. But that is immediately where you lose people, when you get to thinking about a solar system or even something outside of that Milky Way.
So that's where I usually don't, I don't even like going there, mm-hmm. because I was that guy that if you mention God, I'm out. I'm mm-hmm. out. Done. I'm not listening to you anymore. But it's undeniable. It's undeniable. So once you see it, you can't unsee it. So I'm not afraid to say it. But don't take God out of the equation if you want. If you have a problem with God, take him out of the equation. Earth is still flat, right? Mm-hmm. And you figure it out from there.
Gotcha. What about like with flat Earth science today? Is there any new discoveries that y'all are working on today? Like as far like where does y'all science go?
So we do curvature tests, you know, with lasers, with microwaves, over frozen lakes with mirror flashes. So we've done that so many times. It's ridiculous. There really is not a whole lot more to do other than exposing NASA, which we've exposed. You know, they're nothing, not even a space agency, NASA. They, you know, they're faking everything on the International Fake Station. And we're just proving more and more that, you know, everything that they show us in space is just a cartoon and nonsense. So once people wake up to that, everything kind of unwinds from there. And we're also figuring out, you know, they have no globe proofs left. What they used to have, you know, gravity, refraction, you know, arguments, but we've completely destroyed all of them. So there's nothing except just deniers out there that are unable to think, that still think the Earth is a ball. What they don't want is everybody looking into it, because people will see the truth when they look into it. They'd rather them not knowing about it, getting mind trapped at the Flat Earth Society and never looking into it. But if people start engaging more and more like they are, people are waking up by the thousands every day, tens of thousands every day. So we're going to hit critical mass soon, but we'll see what happens in the world. See if people, you know, I don't know what people are going to do. People are really lost souls right now. Mm-hmm. And again, this is the soul lure system. Our job here is to maintain control of our souls during this journey in this realm, and they're trying to steal our souls away with the helio nonsensical soul lure system.
I got you. I got about two more questions for you, David. What about with the satellites for our televisions? Where do they sit?
Yeah, well, the DirecTV says that, you know, they admit that their cell tower based, their undersea cables of fiber optics, there's 99% of all of the communications in the world, and you can't get GPS or signals from these things offshore. You know, when an airplane's flying from just even from California to Hawaii, you know, 100, 200 miles offshore, it's in approximated mode. It no longer can see it because it's not satellites. It's all ground-based tower stuff. NASA launches satellites on balloons in Antarctica. Tens of thousands of them are in the sky at all the time, and they stay up for over a year. And they don't tell us about that because there are no satellites in space. GPS is a ground position system. And I'm not even saying that these satellites, these balloons, satelloons, are what they use for any type of communication at all. They might just be taking pictures, measurements. Mm-hmm. Who knows what they're doing? But it's not, you know, satellites falling around the Earth. That's insane.
And we've been talking about it the whole time, but the last question I guess I have, and then we'll walk it out the door, is you just hop on Google Maps or Google Earth, you scroll out far enough, of course it's going to be a globe, but like just with not even zooming out that far, just looking at longitude and latitudes of everything, does like flat Earth coordinates disagree with the coordinates that a globe has?
Well, some of the coordinates work, you know, you can navigate with that. But we use Google Earth all the time to we take their distances, and they show us, you know, that stuff's behind a curve. And then we take real world observations, show that we're in these exact same spots. And our cameras with our super zoom cameras and infrared now can zoom in and see these things that should be miles below the curve. We can see them. We can see them. But get more and more, farther and farther. They should be miles and miles below the curve, but we can see them. So that means no curvature, no curvature, no ball. You know, the Earth is 70% water. Water at rest lays flat. You can lead a man to flat water, but you can't make him think critically about the shape of the Earth.
Well, cool, man.
All right, and check out the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app if you want to learn about the truth where you live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, plug everything. Plug your podcast and everything else you have going on.
So that's it. And my podcast is the Flat Earth Podcast. Just check out on your phone. You go to your podcast player, search for the Flat Earth Podcast. Listen to the first 10 episodes there. Start from the beginning, and you too will know the Earth is flat and not a spinning ball. So that's it. My YouTube channel is the initials for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. So it's just DITRH. I have lots of short videos there that will wake you up to the Flat Earth also. So, again, Flat Earth is there for anyone with eyes to see, minds that can think, and ears that can hear.
All right, man. David, thank you so much. News and notes, thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. If you haven't done so already, I would ask that you would rate and review the show on whatever podcast app it is that you listen to on. It helps a lot. I don't understand all the algorithms, but it helps people find it. Also, if you'll share it, you'll tell your buddy, put it on your social media. Hey, check this out, man. This kind of blew my mind, or you won't believe what I just heard. Really appreciate it. In those lines, these kind of episodes are special. This is something that I firmly believe as a human being trying to understand other humans is I always want to hear the other point of view. And if you can't open your mind up to even listen to it, it probably says quite a bit about you. All right, I'm going to leave you with that. Oh, www.porch-talk.net. You can contact us there. When David comes back, what are some things that you would like to ask him? What are some things that you would like to know? Maybe you tried the app out. Maybe you have more questions. You can email me there. We got a contact page. And by the way, if you happen to want a website, that website was built from the ground up. It wasn't by Wix or GoDaddy.com or any of that. Sid, he decided that that was something that he wanted to do. He wanted to design a website, and he asked if he could build mine. Of course, yes. And I think he's doing a great job. Check that website out, and if Sid is someone that you would like to design a website for you, ask us about it. All right, we're going to get on out of here. Here is your notes. This is Many Worlds Theory by my good buddy B.B. Palmer. And check out his album, Lee County Highest. I mean finest. All right, I'm out of here, guys. Peace out.
I'd like to go when I have to die. I'd like to fall asleep in a dream of your mind. Drift down your canyons, they're so vast and wild. Neural synapse snapping your back, flesh, blood, and wine. I feel like I have been around here before. Deja vu. Waking up on the bathroom floor. I've seen hell, I've seen God, I'm just fine. with leaving the both of them behind. Fall asleep in your mind for the rest of eternity. Fall asleep in your mind. I like to stay there permanently.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.